turn now to another one of the consequences of that current international instability, the slashing of budgets for development aid. The British government has announced that it's cutting foreign aid in order to boost defence spending. This, of course, follows Donald Trump's dismantling of the US Agency for International Development. With us is Caoimhe de Barra, the Trocara CEO. Is this the new reality? More emphasis on security and defence, less on international aid?
Well, unfortunately, this is a pattern that we have seen emerging over some time, but it has been very, very significantly worsened over the last 6 weeks or more, especially since the Trump administration came to power. The USAID shutdown is absolutely critical because of the scale of humanitarian and development funding provided by the US. But over the last 2 years, we've also seen many other countries, including EU member states such as France, Germany, Sweden, Netherlands, Belgium, and also Switzerland, and now the UK, also cutting their overseas development assistance. And this is in a context where we've actually seen in the last 2 to 3 years the highest numbers ever of people in humanitarian need and the highest number of people displaced by conflict and by climate change. So this is happening at the worst possible time when millions of people are at their very most vulnerable.
What's the likely impact of these cuts?
Well, the impact is absolutely devastating already. So Trocara works in 20 countries around the world. We are not directly impacted greatly ourselves, but our partners are, because many of our local partners, and these are organisations that are community-based, that have grown over decades, often women-centred and women-led, who've done tremendous work. But those organisations who are funded by other donors, including the US, the UK, France, Germany and others, are now really struggling to survive. Just to give one example, Sudan is a country that Trocara works in. And in Sudan, there is famine across 10 areas of Sudan, 26 million people, that's five times the population of Ireland, in acute hunger. And at the moment, as a result directly of the USAID funding cuts, many of the absolutely crucial pipelines for food aid and medical assistance have been cut. So where we work, we've seen a million people coming into the area that we work in because of conflict immediately surrounding our operational areas. And there is almost no food and humanitarian assistance available. So this is a real crisis. People are going to die in massive numbers as a result of these shutdowns.
From your point of view, though, is there a danger that other countries, under pressure to spend more money on defence, that they will follow suit, because cutting international aid is always going to be more palatable than, say, cutting your domestic budget for heating grants?
I think what really needs to be recognised and needs to come out a lot more in this debate is the fact that cutting development aid in order to fund defence is absolutely counterproductive. So if you're cutting finance to organisations that are trying to mobilise communities, often in pursuit of peace building from the grassroots up, also defending people from the impact of conflict, that is ultimately just going to fuel conflict over the longer term and create greater instability and far larger economic and military and political problems for the countries that say that they are now transferring money from the overseas development budget to the military budget. It really is just seriously counterproductive.
Caoimhe de Barra of Trocara, thank you very much for being with us.